Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now in Masachet Zvachim, Daf Kuf Chet Amud Aleph, near the bottom of the Amud. Relatively short podcast today. We're going to take a look at Mishnah Gimel. Chomer b'shchita v'aliyah v'aliyah b'shchita. We are again in the 13th parak of Masachet Zvachim. This Mishnah compares the two Isurim, which are the topic of this parak, Shchitat Chutz and Ha'alat Chutz. It points out that each one has a Chomer relative to the other. If you take kodshim and slaughter them outside of the precincts, even if you do it just for your own barbecue, or you do it for a governor, or you do it for, doesn't matter for what, you're chayav, but ma'alebachutz lehedyot, and the hedyot here even means avodah zarah, means it's not for Hashem, then you're patur. On the other hand, chomer ba'aliyah, and by the way, if you bring it to avodah zarah, you're chayav for avodah zarah, obviously, but as far as ha'alebachutz, you're patur. Chomer ba'aliyah, what's the chomer of ha'alah? Shnaim shachzu b'sakin v'shachatu p'turin. If two people hold the knife together and do the shechita, they're patur. Much like we find in Masachet Shabbat, shnaim shachzu p'turin. But achazu b'eiver v'alu, but if two guys together hold a limb of an animal and bring it up on this mizbeach outside, chayavin. Now, we will see that that is not a matter of consensus. The next two pieces are explicit disagreements. Ha'alah v'chazar v'alah v'chazar v'alah. If you did multiple ha'ala'ot, and for right now we'll premise it's one animal that's been cut into pieces and you bring the pieces up, chayav kol aliyah, each time you go up the ramp to the altar, whatever you're putting it up on, that process is a separate liability. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosi ra'eno chayav alachat. He says, no, you're only liable once, and we'll see what the parameters of that are. There's a dispute, Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish, about that. You're only liable once you get to the top of the Mizbeach, meaning there has to be a Mizbeach that you're putting it on outside, otherwise you're not liable. That's Rabbi Yossi. We'll see in a minute. No, you're liable even if you put it on a rock or a boulder. Now, let's look at each piece. As I outlined on the handout, there are three separate components here. First component, why are you exempt if you do ha'ala'ah, not for Hashem? Dichtiv l'Hashem, because in the context of ha'ala'at chutz, it said, and you don't bring it to Hashem, meaning in petach ol moed, meaning you brought it to Hashem outside, but only l'Hashem. V'shchita nami aktiv l'Hashem. And we're going to find this throughout this discussion, is the two pieces, shchitat chutz and ha'ala'at chutz, have parallel phrases, and therefore whatever phrase is going to be used to draw a distinction should actually draw them together, because the same phrase appears in the other. Shchita nami aktiv l'Hashem. Shchita also says l'Hashem. Shanihatam damarkra ish ish. In the context of shchit, that says ish ish, meaning even if you offer it to a person. Gabi halah namiktiv ish ish, but it says ish ish also about halah. Not mi bayale l'shnaim she'alu ba'ever chayavin. Why does it say ish ish in halah? To tell you that if two guys together, ish and an ish, together bring the limb up, then they're liable. So yachi yachi nami mi bayale l'shnaim shachzu b'sakim shachtu chayavin. Based on that, the ruling should be that if two guys do shechita together, they should be liable. We said they're not liable. Because it says ish ish also about shechita. Shanihatam damakra hahu. Because what does it say about shechita? V'nichrat ha'ish hahu. That man gets karet. Echad v'lo shnayim. Only one, and not if two do it. Achi gabi ala namik t'aktiv hahu. Back, the bounce goes back. Is that in halah it says v'nichrat ha'ish hahu? Again, you should say the same thing. It's there to say that if two guys do it, they're patur. And we said they're chayav. The answer is that had ahumi bayale, the mut is shogeg one anus umut'e. Ha'isha who is there to tell you that if the fellow is confused about where he is and what he's doing, then it doesn't count. So why don't we say that the hahu in shchita is there also to say you have to know what you're doing and still allow for multiple guys being chayav for doing shchita together? The answer is treyahu k'tivi. It says hahu. Dam yechashev la'ishahu and v'nichrat ha'ishahu in the context of shechita. It does not say it twice in the context of halah. So one of them in shechita is there, just like in halah, to tell you, you gotta know what you're doing and be aware. And the second thing is to say only if one guy does it. Now, ve'ela l'ashem la'amali, but if that's the case, why did the opening piece, which he said, l'ashem, is there to tell us that halah, for anything else you're not chayiv for, what's it there for? To tell me that it's only vis-a-vis korbanot that are offered up to Hashem that this isur applies, but not sayer mishtaleach, which is something that is sent out. It's not killed. I mean, it's not killed in the azara, and it's not killed by the knife, and it's not brought to Hashem, but it's sent out to the desert and then thrown down the cliff, is out of this rubric. Now, on the other side, we said Chomer B'Halah. So now we have Tanur Rabbanan, a Braita that gives us the background of why two people who bring the Eivra Per Chayav, Ish Ish Ma Tamal Omer, Arbot Shnaim Shachzu Be'Eivra Ve'Alu Shechayavin, our Halacha. Sheyachol, I might have thought, Valo Dinhu, based on a Kal V'Chomer, I would have said that they are Patur. Uma Shochet Lehedyot Shechayav, Shechita is obviously more severe, because if you do Shechita for a regular guy, you're Chayav, but Shnaim Shachzu Be'Zakin V'Shachatu Pturin, and nonetheless, if two guys do Shechita, they're Patur. So clearly, two guys doing Shechita is dealt with less severely than Shechting for not for Hashem. Hamalel Edyot Shepatur, so if you do Hala'a, and if you do Hala'a not for Hashem, then you're exempt. Certainly, in Odin Sheshtayim Shachzu B'Turin, if two guys hold on to the limb and bring it up, they should be Patur. Tamalomar Ish Ish, De Rebbe Shimon. So Rebbe Shimon says, that's why it says Ish Ish, even if two guys together do the Hala'a, as we saw in the previous discussion. However, as I pointed out in the Mishnah, the statement that the Mishnah is presented as a consensus really is disputed, and that is Rabbi Yossi Omer Hahu Echad Velo Shnayim. V'nichrata Ishahu, both in Shechita and in Hala, only if one guy does it is he liable. Two guys do it together, they're Patur. Simken Matam Lora Ish Ish, so then Rabbi Yossi, why does it say Ish Ish about Hala? The answer is Dibra Tarak Lushon Ben Adam. Ish Ish is normal rhetoric. Don't get excited about it. Rabbi Shimon says, "Hi, hahu mi ba'ile lim uti shogeg." Rabbi Shimon says that ha'ishahu is needed to exclude shogeg anusumutes. Somebody who really doesn't know what they're doing is excluded. Rabbi Yossi says, "I get that from hu hahu. The fact that it could have said ha'ishu, it said ha'ishahu, tells me two things. And what does Rabbi Shimon say? And this is how many of these things end up: hu hahu lo darish." He doesn't see a significance between who and ha-hu, maybe because he says it couldn't have been written ha-ish-hu. That just doesn't make sense. So ha-ish-ha-hu is not anything extra. You can only get one thing from it, and it's there to teach you that if somebody's not aware of what they're doing, then they are exempt. Now, Rabbi Yossi, here's a question on him. Midahai, ish-ish, dibrako, torak, lusham, and adam. You're saying that ish-ish in ha-ala'a is just normal rhetoric. Hahu ish ish nami dibrato kol shomnei adam. So the ish ish and shechita should also dibrato kol shomnei adam, which is fine except for one problem. How do we know that if you shecht for a hedyot your chayav, al shochet hedyot manale de chayav? How do you know your chayav? Nafkal imidam yechashev la ish ahu dam shafach fila shochet leish. From another phrase about shechita that says that's considered spilled blood la ish ahu, and we're darshening la ish ahu not the one who spilled the blood, which is pshat, but rather that even if the intended recipient or the target of this offering is an ish, not just Hashem, you still are chayav. Okay. In the second clause in the Mishnah, we saw a dispute between Rabbi Yosef and Shimon about multiple ha'ala'ot. And this is all, of course, behalam achad. Hela v'chazar v'hela, etc. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says the following. Machloket b'dalad v'hei varim. Says the machloket is if you brought a leg up and then you brought an arm up and then you brought a head up. Demar savar kichtiv lasot oto. One of them says that when the Torah says la'asot oto, ala shalemu chayav. This is, we all agree that la'asot oto means you're only chayav when you bring a full thing. What does that mean? Chayav ala chaser? Akol behemaktiv. That's referring to an entire animal. That would be Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says, if you bring up parts and parts and parts, each hala'a is just part of the entire isur and not separate isuri. Umar Savar, Shimon says, akol eiver behemaktiv. Each eiver is la'asot oto. So each aver bringing it up. But that would mean that only if you brought a full leg up or a full arm up would you be chayav. Aval aver achad, but if you chopped an aver into pieces and brought them up multiple times, in multiple trips, tivra kolin achayav alachad, you'd only be chayav one time, even Rabbi Shimon would agree. That's what Shlakish's take. Rabbi Yochra amar machloket be'aver achad. He says the machloket is only if you took, let's say, a leg and chopped it up into pieces and did multiple trips to bring it up. Demar savar muktare prim shechasru ve'ala bachutz. Chayav. That Rabbi Shimon says, if you do shechita inside and then bring it outside to offer it up, but part of it fell off, you're still chayav. Umar savar patur. And Rabbi Yossi says, you're patur. We're going to see this a little bit later on. And therefore, as a result of that, Rabbi Shimon would say, each piece you bring up is a separate halah. Rabbi Yossi would say, bring the pieces up, you're not chayav for that anyways, so only when you brought the whole limb up in pieces are you chayav once. Aval, bedalad v'hei varin divya kol chayav. I'll call eiver v'eiver. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, even Rabbi Yossi would agree that if you brought the leg up and then the arm up and then the head up, you'd be chayiv three times, not once. That's his read on the machloket. Upliga de Ula. This version of Rabbi Yochanan is at odds with what we heard from Ula, who is a student of Rabbi Yochanan. Damar Ula hakom odim b'muktare prim shechasru ve'alan b'chutz shechayav. Everybody agrees that if you shechted inside and you took them out and then they became deficient, something fell off, you're chayav. Lo nechleku ele muktare b'chutz shechasru ve'alan b'chutz. The only machloket is if you did shechita b'chutz and it then fell, something fell off and you brought it up, are you chayav or not? Masavar patur, masavar chayav. So now that certainly is at odds with Rabbi Yochanan, who said that that everybody would be in agreement that if you did shechita inside and something was deficient, that's where the machloket is, about whether you did shechita inside and brought it outside. But if you did shechita outside, everybody would agree that you're not chayav for putting a deficient piece up that was shechted outside, which is at odds with Ula version 1. Ikad Amri, Ula version 2. Amar Ula, komo dimi muktare chut shechasu velan bachut shupatur. That everybody agrees that if you did shechita chutz and something fell off, then you'd be patur. This is like Rabbi Yochanan. Lo nechleku ele muktare prim shechasu velan bachutz marsavar patur marsavar chayav. Exactly like Rabbi Yochanan. Nay, upligi de avua de Shmuel aleshna kama de Ula. Not only is the first version of Ula at odds with the Yochanan, it's also at odds with Shmuel's father. What did Shmuel's father say? Shmuel, kaman madrinan pokin legabe mizbeach. When some meat pops off the mizbeach, we put it back. Why? Deloka Rabbi Yossi. That's not Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Meaning his approach is that Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that if something would pop off the mizbeach, you don't put it back. Why? Because once it's a partial piece, you don't put it up, which would mean a partial piece outside wouldn't be chayiv for. And therefore, that goes against Ula's first version, the first version of Ula. Okay, the last piece is Eino chayav ad shiyaleh, the machloket Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon says, they're just put it on a rock, you're chayav. Rabbi Yossi says it has to be a full mizbeach. I'm Rav Huna, my time at Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi say it has to be a full mizbeach? Tichtiv, va'ivan noach mizbeach ladunai. The first mizbeach we hear about in Tanakh is Noach's. It's certainly outside of any precincts, and it's a mizbeach, which means a korban without a mizbeach, it's not called a korban. Rabbi Yochanan, my time, Rabbi Shimon, so why does Rabbi Shimon say that you don't need a mizbeach, tichtiv, kach manoach ikdia izim v'tamincha v'yal al atzur l'adunai, umafli lasot, manoach v'ishto ro'im. This is what Manoach, the father of Shimshon, brings the offering to Hashem after the malach disappears, or as the malach disappears, after informing him and his wife about the impending birth of the savior of Shimshon. He brings a korban on a rock, on a tzur. Now, important to note that in the next pasuk it calls it a mizbeach, but it is simply a rock, as is the evidence by the text. So therefore you don't need a mizbeach. Now, v'idach nami v'aktiv even noach mizbeach l'shem, but Reb Shimon has to contend with the pasuk about Noach. Hahu govah ba'alma, that just means a raised pedestal, not a proper mizbeach. And Rabbi Yossi has to contend with the fact that it says Vayikach Manoach, that he only used a rock. The answer is Horacha Aita. It was a special dispensation for the moment because there was no Mizbeach available. Okay? Vibayitema, we have another possible answer. Have Taimed Rabbi Shimon. The real reason Rabbi Shimon says you don't need a Mizbeach, Mizbach Petach Ol Moed. Where's the Mizbeach? It's Petach Ol Moed. What do we do with the juxtaposition of those two phrases? There is no mizbeach outside, meaning that by definition, a mizbeach is only something that's a petach ol moed. And therefore, there's no din mizbeach outside. Lefichach ela al hasela o al ha'evan chayav. It says, therefore, if you were to do a korban outside on a rock, you're chayav. Now, chayav, yatsa mi ba'elei. Think about it. Really, Reb Shimon should say, yatsa, meaning if you bring a korban when you're allowed to bring a korban outside, like after Shiloh went down, you're yotzei the korban if you put it just on a rock, like Manoach was. The answer is hachi kamar lefichach mishat isur b'motel ala selo al evan chayav. What he meant was, yes, you're yotzei if you do it when it's a time you may do it outside, and therefore, if you do it at a time you may not do it outside, you're chayav for ha'alat chutz, even though it's only a rock. By Rabbi Yosef b'chanina, keren b'chevesh v'yisod v'ribua, the four things that are indispensable as far as our mizbeach goes, which is the capstones on the corner, the ramp, the foundation stone, the foundation level, and the fact that it has to be squared off, Moshe Akvu Bama. Do we need them also at a Bama to be proper? Rabbi Yirmiyahu Tanya, we have a Braita that answers it. Karen Vekevich Ribua V'Yisod Makvin Bama Gdola Vein Makvin Bama Ktana. Bama Gdola is the one central Bama at a time between Shiloh and the Mikdash, like Nov and Givon. Bama Ktana is a Bama in your backyard. This is, of course, at times when it's Mutar. So you don't need to have a squared off Mizbeach with a ramp and everything else if you're having a private Bama in your backyard. But if it's the central Bama, then it does require all four of those things as a proper Mizbeach. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next Mishnah. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.